Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping into the Switch Pivot or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, and I am your host as well as chief encourager and author. In order for you to hang out with us in this awesome space, all that's required for you to do is sit back, open your mind, and enjoy the show. So normally you hear from all of my guests about their switch, pivot, or quit, and occasionally I interject my two cents on my own personal experience with making a switch, pivot, or quit, but today I think this is going to be a little something special, a little something different, because I am going to give you the five things I learned from switching careers. So we're going to talk about all of the things that I've learned. Well, actually not all, but I'm going to give you five to get you started. I don't want to overwhelm you. And let's just go ahead and jump right in. So the first one that I learned is build before you bust out. Now, what does that mean? It pretty much means to start creating your lane or developing your products or even your own unique voice before you make that move. And that especially goes for my aspiring entrepreneurs. Let's say you are leaving and you have a side hustle. Really build that platform and really give it a solid foundation before you walk away. Let's say you're planning on making a move toward the entrepreneurial route and you don't have a side hustle already going. I'd say start that side hustle with what you're planning on switching out to do so that you can just use it as a test ground and get a feel for what you would be getting yourself into. It's sort of like internships. Sometimes we take internships in specific areas or fields of study because we think we're interested, but then when you get into it, you're like, this is not what I thought it was going to be. And it could also be a case of thinking the grass is greener on the other side. When you are feeling like you need to switch, pivot, or quit, you may be in your job thinking it's the worst thing in the world, or in your current career profession thinking like, I'd so much rather be doing XYZ. But it isn't until you actually get into XYZ that you realize you find no more comfort, fulfillment, or excitement in that situation. So testing the waters and building before you bust out is definitely key. And I learned that because I didn't start my blog until after I left. And as a result, I was pretty much playing catch up. So I started a blog because I knew that people didn't know me as a writer, and I was going to have to find a platform and a way to get my writing out there and to establish myself as a writer. So I figured that a blog would be a logical way to go. So that is what I did. But I will also add this. If you are planning on making a switch, or if you are planning on going into entrepreneurship, leaving your full-time job to be an entrepreneur, really look into the non-compete clauses that your company might have, or any rules that they might have or have recently even created about rights, about working on side projects, about the rules for working on side projects. Just do that before you get too comfortable. Because I'm sure that there's a lot more companies now that have addressed these issues, because there's so many people that are working on side projects while they have their 9-to-5, and these companies are not oblivious to that fact. So you want to make sure that you're covering your bases and you're not spending your time and your effort creating this business that your current company is then going to try and come for a piece of, okay? That wouldn't be fun. It would not make you happy. Now, my second thing that I learned from switching careers is to brand yourself. I was always so busy building the brands of other people and helping them to, you know, create and shape their public image and public persona that I did not give mine a second thought. I wasn't worried about it at all. I never wore my career or my job as a badge of honor like some people did or some people would have given my company that I worked for. And quite frankly, it was just because I didn't want to get annoyed by people asking me for stuff every 5 minutes, tickets to games, to introduce them to this person or that person, to get them an interview with this person or that person, to get them some free paraphernalia or discounts at the NBA store, things like that. I just really wasn't into all the asks, so I just sort of kept it to myself. And if you knew me, then you knew. If you didn't, then you probably would know. And I also, I'm a humble person. Like, I wasn't trying to be the person that's like bragging and like, oh yeah, I work here, I do this, I have that access and all of that. I'm just not into that. I'm not that person. That rolls over into building your personal brand as you continue within a company too, because there's also something to be said about those people. Something to be said about the people that know how to like toot their own horn. And really, I now see the game behind it. It's like pretty much doing your own personal image crafting and brand building and making people aware of you, whether they like it or not, whether they want to know or not, so that when you move on, when you make a switch, when you do what it is you really want to be doing, you'll have created this image already in people's mind that works in your favor. So I think that that is a pretty good thing to do. And, you know, you might want to think about the narrative that you're creating before you make a change, because if you're making a change to a different industry, you might want to start developing yourself in that space or within that industry, start meeting with some of the key people, start leveraging the skills and talents that you already have so that you can make an easier switch. Now, if you want more tips on branding yourself within the workplace, I highly suggest that you go back and listen to the recent episode that I did on developing a personal brand while climbing the corporate ladder. That could be of use to you as well. So the third thing that I learned from switching careers is use what you've got while you got it. Okay. Everything from resources to classes to special industry tools and programs and people and relationships, use it all. Use it all to your advantage while you have access to it. For example, there's a program that publicists use or PR professionals and communications professionals use called Cision, and it gives you access to a lot of different media people's information. So different media members, it has all of their contact information in there, and it's updated pretty regularly, so the information is pretty reliable. And this is a paid for service that if you work in media, you work for a larger company, you will probably have access to. So if you know when you strike out on your own or when you switch to a new company and these are some contacts that it would help you to have, start gathering those contacts and making yourself some lists and stuff like that before you leave. In different industries, there's always some kind of industry tool that people use. Make use of that when you are planning to make your switch, pivot, or quit. Build up whatever collateral you may need, even if you think that you won't need it. It's better to have it and not need it versus not have it and really need it. And the reason behind that is because they're not really so willing to help you or to share with you, especially if they don't see anything for themselves in it, if they're not getting anything in return. But like if it's your colleague and you guys are already working together, they might be more likely to help you, to lend a hand, to give information. So use those relationships and those contacts while you sort of have them. Don't wait until you're out the door and on the other side to make a big ask of someone if you can help it and if you can avoid it. And the other thing is just pay attention to making deeper connections and relationships with some of your colleagues and people that are sort of like heavy hitters that could sway things for you one in one direction or another. Because when you leave, if the stronger the relationship that you have with these people, the easier it will be to call upon them for whatever it may be. And it might not even be a big ask. It might just be, hey, can we go and have coffee? But if you have a stronger relationship, they're more likely to say yes, versus if it was like, oh yeah, I used to know you in passing in the hallway, and now that I'm gone, I'm asking you to have coffee because I could really use you connecting me to so-and-so. That probably won't really go over so well. So pay attention to those relationships and just pretty much use what you have while you have it. Make it work to your advantage. Now, my fourth thing that I learned from switching careers is that people don't care. You have to make them care. So whatever your ambitions are, whatever you think you want to do, whatever you plan to be doing, just know that people don't care. In general, people just don't care. They care about themselves. They're not really concerned about you and what you're doing. So you have to figure out a way to make them care, whether that be adding some value and finding the value that you can add to them to make them then care and become interested in you. It just depends on what you're doing. But I know that sometimes when we feel like, oh, I've created this awesome product or prototype, or have this wonderful idea that's going to get me in the door at this tech company, whatever it may be, you may be thinking that it's the greatest. And of course, you know, like, the people that are close to you will probably think it's pretty good too. Your family and friends, if it's a product or something of that nature, they'll probably buy it. They'll probably support you initially. But the reality check will come in once they are done buying, once you've tapped out your resources or your listening ears for family and friends. That's when you have to step it up and you have to figure out how you're going to engage and get the attention of and get in front of the people that you want to care about what you're doing, because in general, people don't care. And there's so many people vying for our attention these days that you just have to be strategic with planning out how you want to get them to care. And that is something that if you're going to need that, do that before you make your SPQ. Do that before you make a switch and you can't really utilize and leverage some of the things that we talked about before once you've made that SPQ. So pay attention to the fact that people don't care. Now, my fifth thing that I've learned from switching careers is be creative and don't limit myself or yourself. Sometimes when we are in these corporate bubbles and boxes and in specific industries and fields, like let's say finance or something like that, you're used to operating a certain way. You're used to playing in this one sandbox, and anything over there on the monkey bars or on the seesaw is not really available to you. So once you get out on your own, or once you're thinking about making an SPQ and going to another company or something like that, it can be intimidating because now you have to be creative. You can't limit yourself. You have to basically work from a different set of rules, and maybe from a place where you feel like you have no rules, because maybe that'll give you more of the bump and the push that you need when you are trying to make that switch and to make it more impactful. And there's always going to be tons of competition, but you're better served if you watch them and think of ways to play the game, to play the same game, but also to set yourself apart. So if you're looking over at, if you're coming from finance and you're looking over at, let's say, because I know a lot of people, or not a lot, but I know people that have gone from the finance space and moved over into, like, let's say, planning for merchandise and things like that, or like merchandising. So if you're in the finance space and you're looking over at that merchandising space and you're saying, wow, I really want to get over there, how do I do that? Pay attention to the people that are over there. Don't try and recreate the wheel, but think about how you can set yourself apart, how you can think different, how your skills maybe that you have, how you can leverage them to just create a stronger case for yourself and to make yourself stand out more versus just being the same old blah person that meets all the normal criteria. Like, you don't want to do that. You want to come in the game stronger. You want to offer more. You want to bring more to the table. Even like, let's say, for example, I'll take myself and podcasting. It would have been easy for me to just come into the podcast game, pay attention to what some other people were doing, and just really try and recreate exactly what they were doing. Now, before I started podcasting, of course, I listened to multiple podcasts. But now, since I've been podcasting, to be honest with you, I don't listen to as many podcasts in my same space. Because I don't want to be influenced by them. I want to always keep my mind fresh. I want to make sure that I'm doing things not because I heard someone else doing it, but because I think it's a good idea and I think it's great for my growth. For example, Podmas. I had never heard of anybody doing Podmas before, which is what you're listening to right now. Now, I heard of Vlogmas, and that's where paying attention to what other people are doing in other spaces and not necessarily reinventing the wheel, but just making it work to your advantage. That's where it comes in. So Vlogmas is something that YouTubers do. They vlog daily through December. And when you do a bit more research on it, you find out it's because numbers for viewership in December tends to be lower. So what they do is they vlog daily. They get their subscribers really excited about this daily content. And then their numbers end up being higher than they would have normally been on average during that time period, which is December. Now, before even knowing all of this, I just thought to myself, I've watched people do Vlogmas before on YouTube. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty entertaining. Why couldn't I do the same thing with podcasting? Why can't I step it up a notch and just think of another creative way to bring something to my listeners and to my audience in a way to give them more? So I just decided that I was going to do it. And here you have it now. You're listening to one of the episodes for Podmas. So for Podmas, for me, it looks like I thought like 25 days in December, that might be a little like OD, like doing too much. So I was like, all right, what can I do that I feel comfortable with? The first 12 days of Christmas. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I thought of. So the first 12 days of December. So December 1st through 12th. You'll hear daily episodes from the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. It's just trying to push those boundaries that are out there and operate as though there are no boundaries because you're making your own rules. You are coming to the game with a different set of skills than maybe people that are already playing the game. So use that. Make it work for yourself. When you're making a Switch, Pivot, or Quit, you know, you have to sort of think like there is no box. So forget thinking outside of the box. Think like there is no box, period. Like a box doesn't exist. You need to be feeling like you want to make a Switch, Pivot, or Quit because you are tired of the same old. And if that's how you're feeling, then you probably want change. Well, that means that it's time to stop playing by the same old rules and it's time to start switching it up and switching up the game and doing things like you've never done them before. Like there is no box because the box is what got you to where you are now. Probably is probably what got you to feeling like you need to Switch, Pivot, or Quit. So forget that damn box and be creative. Be creative and do not limit yourself. So those are my five things that I've learned from switching careers. I hope it has been helpful for you. Thank you for hanging out with me as always. And you know what to do. Keep killing it.